Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Live Your Personal Best. Today's conversation, we're going to be talking about working out and the differences between exercising and training and kind of where you can fall between that, especially as being an athlete or a former athlete. So I know that a lot of the times I don't give a lot of personal updates on the podcast. Probably the last check-in I did, though, was I was really excited because I had announced that I was going to be training for Mount Everest. I was going to be doing the Everest Base Camp, which is about a 14-day hike. You're hiking 8 miles a day. And so, you know, I've always been in shape, and I had to start, though, focusing on this one specific goal instead of saying, okay, like, I need to be working out 3 times a week. It's like, well, how can I increase my endurance? How can I strengthen my legs, strengthen my ankles, stand for longer each day, right? I went from just training in general to then specific one goal, one focus. Well, if you've been following along my journey on Instagram, I'm sure you might have noticed that I went from giving an update on my training each week, how many miles I put in, to kind of not talking about it altogether. And that's because, unfortunately, my training partner and the person that would be traveling with me to Mount Everest got pretty injured this winter during a snowboard accident. He broke his ankle in multiple locations, and so we were going to be hiking Mount Everest in the spring, and you know, he's still gonna be in crutches by then. So then I was thinking, okay, maybe we'll push it off till fall. But then he had to get surgery. Recovery is at least 9 weeks, and so for me, I would probably be able to be in shape and fine, but you know, something like that, you want to make sure is a very enjoyable experience and not trying to deal with pain on top of training and everything else. So unfortunately, I did have to push that off. And I wasn't sure for how long at the beginning, but now it's looking like it has to be pushed off for over a year, which led me back to this one focal point of, okay, what should my workouts look like now? And I'm not sure if you've asked yourself that before. I ask it myself a million times. I feel like every time I have a plan, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be doing this online workout that I found. Well, the online workout instructor decided that she wanted to quit fitness. Okay, great. I'm going to start training for Everest. I'm going to start adding in the miles. Okay, that got pushed off a year. Like, every time I feel like I have a plan that I'm working towards, I need to adjust. And then I kind of start from scratch. And I'm like, okay, what does this look like moving forward? And for the longest time, after being an athlete, I thought that fitness was going to be part of my life just as something to have fun with. I finally found the enjoyment in fitness again. I was joining all the group fitness classes. I was using it as a socializing opportunity. Like, I was having a lot of fun with it. So I thought that's where fitness would now fit into my life. Because you have some people who will go from being a competitive athlete and then they'll start running marathons, or maybe then they do triathlons or the ultras, and you always see them training for something next, and I thought that wasn't for me. And so when I started training for Everest, that was my first time that I had to switch my mindset from just exercising and fitness and fun to now this is training. Now these are skills that I need to improve at. I have a deadline. I have this goal. And it brought back a lot of those old not memories, but old like feelings of when I was in sport, and they weren't all good feelings, right? Like, as much as I miss my rowing days, I miss being a collegiate athlete, there was definitely a time and place for that, and I don't miss that lifestyle. And so I found myself very easily like being hard on myself and saying like, okay, I have to follow this strict plan again, right? Because it's no longer for fun, it's now for a goal. And it very quickly changed. But I kept reminding myself of all the things that I talk about on here. I didn't have to be perfect. There wasn't anyone that was like watching over me. There wasn't good or bad days. Rest is needed too, right? Like, just all these things that I had to remind myself that I didn't really believe that first time when I was an athlete. My old training plans had these old set of beliefs around them, and now I was a new person. Four years later, so I can approach this training different. So we were training for Everest for about 6 months, was doing hikes every weekend and able to build up actually trail time. I was starting to stand more and go for long walks during the week in order to build up that endurance. And I found myself getting into a really good rhythm. So when we decided that it had to be pushed off, or not even decided, but it was determined that we'd be taking the year off from doing it, I thought back to the training and decided it was something that I still wanted to do. When I was focusing on training instead of just exercising, I felt that it gave me a lot more purpose. It gave me a lot more excitement. And yes, these weren't necessarily the workouts that I'd be wanting to do at the time, right? Like, I was working out a little bit more than I probably would have chosen to, and the workouts were very repetitive, and we were following a plan, and all these things that I thought that I wouldn't like. But looking from the outside picture and seeing, you know, those past 6 months versus a different 6 months, I saw that I had a lot more purpose with my workouts, and I left them feeling a lot more accomplished. You know, when I was leaving my workout, I wasn't like, oh yeah, that was a good 45-minute workout or a good hour and is a good sweat session and I burned calories or I got my body moving, right? Like, that wasn't the goal of the workout. The goal of the workout wasn't, oh, I'm just going to go move my body, which is what I typically do. But now I had stuff to track. Like, I had all of these apps on my phone that would be measuring like our incline and the pace that we were going at and what splits and like all this stuff that was getting me really excited to just go back out there and then do it again. So if you're at a point right now where things might feel a little stale with your exercise routine, or you've lost all motivation, maybe you can look at a past version of yourself and be like, I was so motivated then. Like, why can't I have that now? This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be enjoyable. While I agree that's supposed to be fun and enjoyable, maybe trying to add some parameters around it, trying to make yourself into a training plan, that might be what you're looking for. And that might be the switch that you need to go from, okay, yeah, this is fun and this is an activity, to this is something that's part of my life that I'm trying to improve at, that I have a plan around, that I feel confident with, right? Like, these big pros for both. There are big pros of just exercising for the sake of exercising. And that's when, you know, you can find the love for the sport, where you can experiment around, where it can be something that's fun and social and all of that. Or there's also pros for the other side, which I'm finding more now in my life too, of all that I mentioned before around the training. But I think that we just need to be aware that they are two completely different things. You can't jump into Peloton and take 5 different instructors throughout the week with variety of different things and wonder why you're not getting results. And you can't start a 6-month training plan where you're slowly increasing endurance or reps or strength and expect not to get bored during that either, right? Like, there's such pros and cons, but don't be afraid to change it up. Don't be afraid of saying, yes, like, this one way has worked for me for so long, but maybe it's time for something new. If you're someone that went straight from athletics into the marathons into everything else, maybe it's time to be in your experimental phase. Like, there's nothing wrong with being a competitive athlete or an everyday athlete, as I call it. right? I wrote a whole book of elite to everyday athlete, going from being an elite athlete, a competitive athlete, into this everyday athlete. But a huge component of this too that I talk about in my book is knowing when's the on switch, right? Like, you turn it off and you start living your normal life again, but you still are that person inside. You still have that athletic ability in you, not just ability, but want and desire and determination. And so if you don't have an outlet for that, right, that's just going to kind of be eating away at you. Or even if it's nothing wrong, you just aren't living to that full potential. And so if you're stuck in those ruts, I think that maybe tapping into that through having a training plan will start to bring out that motivation back, will start to bring in that purpose of what you're doing. So, long story short, if you've been tuning in and out, there's a difference between exercising and training. It's fine to go back and forth between the two. There's no right or wrong way of being an athlete, of being a former athlete, or just someone who enjoys exercising in general. So with that, be sure to share this episode. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend, with your family. Make sure you're subscribed. And with that, I will see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.